Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, let's welcome John joining us. How are things going with Martha?
Honestly, not so great. You know, we went out last week, and now she's, like, straight up ignoring me.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, buddy. And, John, how long had you guys been talking before you decided to go out on your first date?
So we met on Tinder, and that was, like, I don't know, several weeks ago. And so we started chatting kind of casually, and then last week, we decided to finally meet up in person, and ever since then, I haven't heard from her.
Did anything, John, happen that would cause her to ghost you?
No, nothing I can think of. I mean, everything was great. You know, we ate, we drank, laughed, talked. I mean, I really thought we hit it off pretty well, and we didn't, like, talk about anything controversial or anything like that. We had a lot in common, so, I don't know what happened.
Okay, so you know how this works. We're going to call Martha. Hopefully she picks up and answers, and if she agrees to talk to us, hopefully you can get some answers. Or if she's just not interested, or if she's just moved on with somebody else, what do you think is going on?
I mean, really, I don't know. I mean, like I said, we had such a good time, and it's, like, you know when a date, like, is awkward or sucks. So, like, it wasn't one of those. I mean, really had a good time, and I was looking forward to seeing her again. And then, I don't know, like, maybe something came up. I have no idea.
Hello?
Good morning, Martha.
Who's this?
Martha, please don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show over here at 102.9 The Wolf. We're just calling about John, who you went on a date with. Would you have a moment to talk to us about that?
So I'm sorry. I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah, and... yep. 102.9 The Wolf,
right? It's Thunder and PT. Are you?
I remembered John.
Okay.
Listen,
we just want to ask you a question or two about that date that you went on. And he told us that you two had a pretty great date a week ago, and that you haven't been getting back to him since that date.
We went on a date right after, like, several weeks of talking, and he showed up, and he had this huge mole on his upper lip, and the mole had hairs growing out of it. It was really jarring.
So he edited he edited the mole off in all those pictures that he had on his Tinder
profile.
Every single one on
Tinder, and even the ones that, like, you know, he sent me, and, you know, I understand, like, he doesn't really have...
Is that John? John, are you? John, are you trying to? You're trying to say something here?
Well, I mean, yeah. Listen, like, okay. I edited down the mole in a few photos, but I didn't. I swear, first of all, I didn't get rid of it completely, and that's, like, the only secret I have. Like, it, you know, like.
Well, I'm sorry. You're on the call.
I know, Martha, this is a lot. I know this is a lot. But just, can we just get this squared away here, please, between the two of you? Go ahead, Mark. You were saying something.
I mean, it's my beauty, Mark, and it's really sensitive to me. It, you know, really, it's my biggest insecurity, and I thought if I'd, like, turned it down a little in my photos... Honestly, it made me feel better, and, like, how I look makes, you know, maybe it'll make people like me more.
Well, look, you should embrace your beauty marks, okay? You should not try to hide them. And, like, it's a distinct part of your face. And, like, what were you thinking? You didn't think I would see it eventually, or no?
I mean, honestly, you know, I don't know what I was thinking, but, like, you're right. You're going to see it. I guess I should maybe just start embracing it a bit more, but, you know...
Listen, I understand where you're coming from, John. You want to put your best foot forward. You want to look as good as you can in pictures, but you can't, like you said, or Martha said, you can't erase really something that is going to come out.
When she's
going
to see it eventually, right?
And so you better get better for somebody like you up front than to...
Right, well, I thought about taking photos with, like, from the other side and, like, hiding it completely, yeah. But I thought that wasn't... Right.
Okay.
Martha, is there any chance that, like, you'd give John, like, a second chance or something? Just, I mean, now that we've kind of got this out there?
I'm sorry, but no, I can't be with someone that wouldn't embrace every part of themselves. Okay. I need to be with a man who's confident.
But you didn't like the mole. But when he showed up with the mole, you didn't like that either.
Yeah, you were kind of... You know, you kind of said you were disgusted.
The fact is that he hit it. Like, if he had been upfront about it, this might be a different... This conversation might not even be happening right now, but he hit it to begin with. But he's like,
She might not even swipe right on me. It's like, if she'd see it all, it sounds like...
It's a tough one, because that's kind of the lying by omission that we talk about. And, you know, it's like if you showed up and you were... If you said, like, a guy who says he's 6'3", but he shows up and he's 5'5", nothing wrong with that, but he wasn't being up front.
Right.
It's sort of that kind of deal.
The honesty. Yeah. It's that,
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Martha, so it's a no for Martha. John, anything you want to say here?
I mean, I guess I'm just going to have to, like, not edit out my photos and go back and fix it, but I didn't really think it'd be that big of a deal, but... Right.
And it may not be. And you know what? That's a great point, because it won't be to somebody else. So it's just maybe a decision you're going to have to make when it comes to your profile pics, whether you include the mole or not.
If you're honest with it, then if the gal does swipe right on it, then you know that she at least is up front. You know, you're up front with it. So you're starting from a place of honesty.
That's exactly right, PT. So, John, I'm sorry. It's a no from Martha. And Martha, I know if you're still there, guys, we want to thank you. As we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Holy moly. Can't believe that didn't work out.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.